The Sugar Bowl will return to the Superdome on New Year's Day. To mark the occasion, we turn to star player and legendary coach Johnny Majors. Mr. Majors was an All-American halfback, finishing second in line for the Heisman Trophy in 1956. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, Mr. Majors reflects on his experiences playing for the Tennessee Volunteers in the 1957 Sugar Bowl.
Well, we had a great team in 1956. One of the Tennessee's greatest of all times.
Senior Johnny Majors, All-American and Heisman Trophy runner-up in 1956, led the Volunteers to the victory.
Champions of the Southeastern Conference, which Tennessee is in and has been in since 1933, we, the champions, came to the Sugar Bowl. So we came to the Sugar Bowl that year and played Baylor, an outstanding team. They were 8-2, I believe. I know we were 10-0. And it's a great thrill to come to play in the Sugar Bowl. I didn't have one of my better days, but I did score the only touchdown of our game. We got beat 13-7. I'm pretty sure I carried the ball 7 straight times. I wasn't a fumbler. I did fumble on occasion. And we were leading 7-6, and I fumbled late in the game. And they recovered at about our 12 or 13-yard line and beat us 13-7. One of the biggest disappointments in my whole career. Period.
And the Vols have an uphill fight in their hands. They fight.
We ran a play. I'm pretty sure I ran the play. Bruce Burnham was a guard for us. They taught the lineman to get 2 blocks if he could. Once you blocked the first man, he blocked him. Keep scrambling. And Bruce Burnham was scrambling on all fours at the lower part of Hickman's legs. And Hickman kicked him. And he went into convulsions, Bruce Burnham did. And they stopped the game, I'd say, for at least 15 minutes. And we thought he might be dying. They took him to the sidelines, and we didn't know at the time, but the priest was a Catholic priest on the sideline, and Bruce was Catholic. And they gave him the last rites, but they took him to the locker room. And one of the best things I heard during the whole game was after the game, they said he's going to be okay. That is an incident I will never forget as long as I live. But this was a bad day for me when we lost the Sugar Bowl. Nothing like losing your brother. But Mother said, told me right after the game, the first thing I told her when I came out of the locker room, I said, Mother, Bruce is going to be okay. That was a great relief to all of us. And I was more concerned about Bruce than fumbling the ball. After the game, a sports writer for the National Tennessean, F.M. Williams, who covered Tennessee every game, home and away. He traveled where we were and was there. And he had a nice Atlanta, Georgia, North Georgia accent. Mrs. Majors, do you have anything to say about John's fumble? She didn't miss a beat. She was 4 feet, 10.5 inches, always wore high heels, a fancy hat, a nice purse, and dressed up for football games. She watched a lot of them. My dad been a high school coach. She said, no, FM. Even I burned the biscuits on occasion.
And then the band forms the monogram UT and marches off the field.
And a lot of great excitement otherwise, and a wonderful, wonderful career playing with some great teammates who helped open holes for me and were great teammates to have a great team with.
Coming up, the stage is set for Mr. Majors, who is Johnny on the spot and all over the field. 2 long runs put the game on ice, 22 yards this time. Here's the second run. Majors hurdles his way into the clear and with a burst of speed hits pay dirt. Tennessee wins 27. 20...